many items. You all received a packet in the mail on Friday. A lot of that we'll cover in more detail. We're going to just kind of pick it apart. Today, we do have a couple members of the Pension Committee, Jeff James and Bill Townsend, and our pension consultant, Mr. Michael Schoen, is here today, and he'll speak later. So save up all your questions as we go along. Feel free to interrupt me. Because it is it's very technical and complicated.
You want us to save our questions, but
we'll
you want us to
questions,
but you're, we're welcome
but interrupt
to interrupt
me on what I'm saying. If you have specific questions for the
now you want us to have questions. Make up your mind. No.
Okay. I think it's more George is to you because I know you have a hard time understanding.
Huh?
That's what it is.
Okay. We're going to talk about what the committee's been up to, the results of the year, some modifications to the plan, then Michael Schoen will speak, and then I have some motions for some plan changes and the annual contribution. Over the last 2 years, the Pension Committee, we have made a lot of changes. If you remember last year where we left off, we kind of formalized and adopted a pension investment plan, and we, for the first time, hired pension consultants, which have really helped us this year. This year, we decided that based on the consultant's recommendation and the committee's recommendation that we would look for a new global equity manager that would complement that the managers that we already had in our plan as it was. So we did RFPs in 2008 looking for a new global equity managers, and we got four responses, and this is all in your packet, detailed in your minutes of the four that did respond to the RFPs. DuPont Capital, Marvin Palmer, Vanguard, and Arterio. The Pension Committee narrowed it down. They were all fine prospective global equity managers, and we narrowed it down to two that we liked that would complement our plan the best, that had the best returns, down to Vanguard and DuPont Capital. And those reasons are listed in your minutes. So we are going to request a change in our plan based on those two managers. We also want to talk a little bit about the economy, how the economy and the volatility of the stock market has affected our plan.
Extension next.
Excuse me?
You want an extension next?
I'll have an extension. These spreadsheets were in your packet, and as you can see, ending October 08, we did take a hit on this from the stock market, 23% on our equity section of our pension plan.
Does she have a motion?
The other spreadsheet that you'll get is showing the benchmarks compared to how we actual returns compared to the benchmarks. Our post-retirement employment benefit fund, which didn't take quite a bad as hit. The mix of the allocation in that fund is not quite the same as our pension fund. The post-retirement employment benefit fund is with the state pool. And they had a negative 0.6% decrease in value. Just that plan is separate from the regular state pool, the retirement plan. So you can see where Wilmington Trust is, Fidelity Investments, and then the state local government retirement pool, and then the total value. Just was not a good year for many, many reasons, and we can go into talk more about that with Michael as he kind of has a broader scope on it. There are some good news. I spoke with the actuary. The actuary determines what our annual contribution is. And because of the way they work our returns into their numbers, they use what's called a five-year asset smoothing method to bring in your return so that there's not such sharp peaks in your numbers. So they kind of smooth it over with the last 5 years. So when we had the good years, it kind of nets with the bad years. Going into this year, we were 97.7% funded in our pension plan, which is a very fine position to be in. Through October, with the numbers that he ran for me last week, this hit is only going to take us to 97.1 because of the way they smooth the returns over. So that is a bit of good news. We're still fairly in very good shape. And I was also concerned about the contribution for the next year to our budget. And it also doesn't take a big as hit as you would anticipate. It's still right in line with the contributions we have been making. But I need to qualify that with that was this year. You know, I can't see 3, 4, 5 years out. Obviously, you know, sure. Big hits for 4 or 5 years changes the whole perspective of it. But there were good years in 06 particularly, and so those peaks are all smoothed out with the way the actuary looks at this because it is such a long-term asset. It doesn't start or end this year. It is looked at over many, many years, so that's why it's good news that we've only dropped to 97.1% funded, mm-hmm. given this bad year. Now, some of the moves and the modifications we want to make to the plan with the new global equity managers. Wilmington Trust and their fixed income, their bonds, have always outperformed the other managers that we've had. So we'd like to move the Fidelity fixed portfolio to the Wilmington Trust fixed portfolio. First, we want to rebalance and do our allocation mix. Right now, we're shooting for a 60% stock, 40% fixed income mix. So by rebalancing, what we would do is we would set those percentages up. We have to take into account the state pool. The state pool is run by a committee. We don't have a say as to their investments.
Correct.
It's billions of dollars. So we take, but I do know their allocation mix, so I can account for that. So continuing on, we'd like to move the Fidelity fixed portfolio to the Wilmington Trust fixed portfolio. Based on the mix of stocks that Fidelity had, we were really questioning whether we were going to leave them as an equity manager. They have been the lowest performers in recent history. But because of their mix basically in retail, they haven't had the hit the others have because they haven't been in any of the real estate type stock or the financial stock. So they outperformed this year, and we're only talking a couple percentages, but they're kind of holding their own. So with the complement and the mix that we want to use, we thought we'd keep their stock but move their fixed income to Wilmington Trust where they're the best. Okay. Then we want to take the Wilmington Trust stock, to one of our new managers, DuPont Capital. And then for the 2009 contribution, we want to open the fourth new manager, Vanguard, with a piece of that contribution, $500,000. But instead of putting all of our contribution into the stock market, and our contribution budgeted contribution this year is $2,332,889, what the pension committee, first of all, the pension committee recommended that we put the new contribution into the Vanguard, the new global equity manager, Vanguard. So we thought about it, and the market really is changing daily and is so volatile that perhaps maybe another option would be to slow down that contribution into fiscal year 09, meaning open our Vanguard account with $500,000, but stagger CDs into a pension trust account. I would open up a cash account, put it in the pension fund, and stagger CDs with the balance of the money, roughly $1.8 million. And as those CDs come due, I could enter it into the market given, you know, with the work of the consultant and seeing when the time would be that the upswing's going to take place. I know this is a lot to digest. I could stagger these CDs and get competitive bids, and our principal would be intact, and we could enter it that way by just kind of slowing down and seeing what's going on. And it is a conservative approach, but because the state portion of the pool, that lump sum, is kind of, we don't have any control of. These are the funds we do, and we thought we'd be a little bit more conservative and enter into it.
In other words, instead of just dumping the $2+ million into the stock market, in December, you would buy CDs, lock in a secure conservative rate, and then as things maybe progress.
Exactly.
A little less volatility.
I do need to put the 2.3 into a pension, restricted pension trust cash account, which is very easy to do because actuary, we need to make that contribution for our plan overall, the bigger picture. But I can do it by putting it in a restricted cash account, and then I can competitively bid CDs like we do every week with our normal investments. They wouldn't be mixed, but that's what we do every week. And that actually is better than, say, if you put CDs, say we gave it to Wilmington Trust, and we had told them what we would like, you know, to do CDs. But you're going to not get the competitive bids, and there will be fees. And the rates of the CDs are low enough as it is. That would kind of eat into anything that we would get. So this is another approach, kind of different than what we've done before, but we need to react to the market as it is today.
When you put the CDs in, how long do they, for what period of time are you locking it up?
I would do a short-term staggered,
What's that?
6 months.
6 months, okay.
So we could have them mature like every month or so?
Right. I would break it up.
Break it up into six.
And you're talking to have a typical CD would be how much money?
Well, I could break it up into $300,000 if I did six of them, or $600,000 if I did three of them.
Right.
Just a way of easing it into it.
Whatever Bill needs to work with, right, Bill?
a way of easing into it so that this is new money. The money that's in the market, and Michael will speak to this later, we need to keep that there so it's ready for when the market comes back, and we can't keep those losses in the market. We have to be ready for when to buy low and get on the swing.
Well, it's getting
the new money I can take my time with, and we can just kind of...
There is a theory that we should be upping our investments,
yes,
into these,
mm-hmm,
funds and things, because now we're buying at such
low rates.
And so if we're sitting back and we wait to see, you know, who's going to know when the market takes off? I mean, you just can't really figure it out. So maybe shouldn't we be buying back into some of these stock funds and buying equities at these low rates so when the market does turn around, we might see,
yes,
some benefits there? Because a lot of times you get in, it's too late. You know, you've missed out on a lot. So
that certainly is a theory. And
dollar cost averaging, I know I've heard about that. I'm not, again,
that's exactly what's
and Michael will come
here
up now that we've gotten the discussion.
Well,
thank you.
With the CDs,
as the CDs mature,
we'll,
they would,
we'll let him jump in here. As soon as you want to introduce him,
this is Mr. Michael Schoen from Pierce Park Group Consultants, our pension investment consultants. Okay. Last year when we did our pension investment plan, we hired consultants to help us, and they've been very helpful. Just a phone call away, especially in the last couple of months.
Many phone calls.
Many phone calls and emails. And he also has a perspective on what other like municipalities are facing and what they're doing also to get through this.
Probably let's, you can explain, maybe you can ask answer Mr. Cole's question.
Yeah.
Or you can give your presentation and maybe that will answer his question.
I sort of jumped up because I did want to.
I saw you jump.
Yeah. I was itchy there, yeah.
One of those kids hit you with something.
That's possible too. You ask a very good question, and it's the question as to...
Say that again so the president hears that. He never...
That's the first time in 25
See,
years.
I knew he would have a comment.
I should know what I'm walking into before I walk into it, you know?
That's all right.
But every question that any of you ask is going to be a good question.
There you go.
It's the issue as to whether you market time or not. And are you capable of market timing? And generally, we are not believers in market timing. And your policy calls for a target of 70% equities, 30% fixed income. Right now, because the markets have gone down, the equity markets have gone down as much as they have, you're below 60%. So the question is how do you get back to your targets and how fast? Okay. Now, traditionally, we've always said, if you get below what your targets are, then move money from your, you know, buy low, sell high. You know, move your money. That's, if you're low in equities, you move money out of your bonds into your equities and rebalance. That's the academic answer, okay? Now, we don't want to make this a thing about emotion, but in today's market, you know, and I've been around for a long time, I haven't seen something like this either. So I've gone into quite a few of our clients, and we have actually 11 counties throughout the state of Pennsylvania and city of Wilmington and Dover and several other counties, I mean, municipalities that we consult to. And although that is, I think, the right academic answer, it's very, very tough in this market to get people to say, yes, I should move, in this case, roughly 13% of your portfolio and move it from bonds into stocks because of the volatility that we've seen in the market. Plus, the volatility, not only just the downward cycle of the market, but also the day-to-day volatility. One day it's up, the Dow's up to 9,000, next day it's down to 8,000, okay, or in a couple of days it's down to 8,000. And so if you move all of it in one day, and it's the day that it's gotten up to 9,000, you buy it and you ride it back down to 8,000, you know, that you might have made a good long-term decision to rebalance, but maybe a more judicious, instead of jumping there, walking to where you want to get to. So by dollar cost averaging in over maybe a 6 month or 9 month or 12 month time period, you know, my thoughts are very similar to Susie's, is that you have CDs or you could have treasuries or whatever, but they mature on a certain set date. Now, the one place I would just veer a little bit from that is neither we nor anybody else can tell you this is a day that you jump into equities. So I think you have a game plan, and the game plan is so much either each month or each quarter that you're going to move so many dollars. So in this case, if there's $2.3 million that's going in as a contribution, you put that money in, you take roughly maybe a quarter of that, put that in within, and then and it's really more where your comfort is, but maybe every 3 months or every month you automatically go back into the market with that, the remainder 1.8. They say it could be 6 months, it could be 9 months. Most of my clients are doing it over a 6 month time period, but that's where your comfort is, you know. So.
I was just curious about.
Yeah.
Because I've seen in the past where we dump a lot of money right at the first of the year, and everybody seems to be dumping a lot of money at the first of the year. Maybe that's not the best time. And anyway,
Some years it is, and
I know.
that's a tough part. Most of the years, actually, January is usually a good month. Mm-hmm. But this past year, it was a lousy month.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's unusual times, that's all.
It is very unusual times. I personally don't believe it's as bad, or nor do I think it's going to be as bad as it was during the 30s, but I think it's worse than anything we've seen since World War II.
But fortunately, at these trying times, we have Susie at the helm, guiding us through.
Well, it's not only that, but we're going into this with a pension plan that's 97.7% funded as of January 1st. That's pretty strong to be able to, in the long-term picture of what pension is, to weather this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'd say as a compliment to Sussex County, not only have you done well with your pension and have it well-funded, but you've been funding your post-retirement medical benefits. And I just gave a talk to the Pennsylvania County Commissioners Association, and of the 67 counties in Pennsylvania, there's only one that has even begun to start funding that liability, and they're only funded about 5%. So you really have done a monumental job of addressing your liabilities and putting money aside for those liabilities. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. That does give you the flexibility of being a little bit more aggressive, if you so choose, with your funding of your pension fund because you are well-funded. So one bad year, as bad a year as this is, and this is, well, depends which day you ask. It's either the worst day or the worst year or the next to the worst year since they started keeping track in 1926, that even with that, your funded level has only dropped a little bit. Now, you should know that if markets don't come around, actually, even if markets just do what they are supposed to do, which is an 8% return, your contribution will go up each year. The purpose of smoothing is to smooth your way to the point to where you need to get to. Now, it works against you when markets are going up. It helps you when the markets are going down. But it is smoothing. But eventually, you know, that number will get larger unless the equity markets turn around. That's what actuaries are thinking, though. They're thinking is You have good time, you have bad time. If we have 5 years, we'll get a reasonable cycle here going. So, I don't have a set presentation. I was here more to answer questions, but I did hand this out because I think there's some very good information in here. And the thing that I would focus on is really probably the first two pages. What we did is we looked at the stock market measured by the S&P 500, and we chose after World War II, because everything before that was really the Depression. When we did this analysis, we thought, well, that really wasn't relevant anymore. I hope we're correct with that. But since then, since World War II, there's downturns of 20% or more. That's what's defined as a bear market. 7 times the market's been down 20% or more. On average, it's been 30%. When we did this in sort of mid-November, we had it through the end of October, the market was down 36%. At one point, actually, it was down as much as 48 or 49%. Right now, it's roughly about 42. But you see there the average decline, the average length of decline from its top to its bottom was roughly 1 year. Right now, it's 13 months. Right now, we are in the 13th month of the decline. Okay. The average recovery period, and recovery not being from its bottom back up to its top, but from its bottom to get back to where it was before it dropped, was 2 years. So basically a full cycle, on average, has been 3 years. But the other thing, and this gets back to some of the things that you've been talking about, is this rebalancing issue. If you look at those, the red rectangles are exactly those numbers you saw on the first page, but just shown graphically. The green rectangles are the amount that the stock market bounced back once it hits its bottom in a one-year period. Okay, so if you take, I'll just pick the one that says September 2002 to 2003. When the market hit its bottom at September 2002, in the next year after that, from September to September, the market was up roughly about 25%. You could see each one of these bounce backs, other than the one right after World War II, was over 20%. That's why you don't want to, I'll say, capitulate.
Don't panic.
Pardon me?
Don't panic, right?
Don't panic. Be mindful of your liabilities and your expenses, right. but don't panic. These things do bounce back. We don't know when, but if you're out of the market at the time it bounces back, you rode it all the way down, took all the pain, and didn't ride it back up.
Absolutely. So,
Michael, on
yes.
The two new global equity managers, can you speak to how we're kind of setting ourselves up for the future with having a more diversified portfolio and managers that actually complement each other, given now that we would have five, with a big chunk being the state pool, which is a very good investment?
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the state pool. The state pool is a very efficiently run portfolio. It's low expense. It's well diversified, but it is more aggressively invested at times than really, I believe, any municipality, any county would want to have. At times, they've gone as much as 80% equities. Okay, but they're in a different position. If they miss the market and things don't go well with the plan, they can pump more money into it, and it's just less money they give to the counties and the municipalities. Okay. So they're not the last stop in all this, okay? As for yourselves, we don't believe you should want to take the same level of risk that the state is. Now the state now is down to 68% stocks, okay? But that's still, compared to what we see everywhere else, even though that's below your target of 70, it's below where you are and where we see other municipal and corporate plans. So we think it's a very good piece. We think it should be a good piece to build around. You have about 55% of your assets there.
Right.
But then when you went and looked at your investment policy statement, you said, okay, if these are your targets, so much in stocks, so much in bonds, so much in international, building around what you already have, think of it as your team, whether it's a football team, you have a certain number of players, what are the other players you want to put around them? That's when we came back and said, okay, we looked at Wilmington Trust, we liked what they do on the fixed income side. Fidelity, we actually like what they're doing on the investment side. Part of the reason why they're looking better this year, though, is they don't have international stocks in their portfolio mix. That's what made them look better this year. Previous years, that's what helped make them look worse. Their expense ratios are higher than generally we might like to see. But don't think you want to take all the money from at this point. But then it said, okay, so now you have all the, you know, nine of your players on the field. Who are the other two players that you want on the football field? Well, to match up to what your investment policy said, it meant some international stocks and some domestic stocks. And that's why we had suggested using global equity managers. And global are ones that will buy both U.S. stocks and non-U.S. stocks. Okay, and the reason why we liked that and recommended that is because we are living in a global world. Your portfolio with the state really is a global portfolio. Okay, and hopefully those managers will decide when it's better to lean toward the U.S. in their investment, and times to lean against it. When our currency is down, that's when it's better to invest internationally, and that's why international stocks did better from 2001 to 2007. This year, international U.S. has done better because the U.S. currency, as bad as things have been here, actually, there's a saying, when the U.S. catches a cold, the rest of the world catches pneumonia. And that's very true. The emerging markets, China and India's markets, are down substantially more than ours. As bad as ours are, the international markets are down over 50% this year. The emerging markets are down over 60%. So hopefully the managers then build it in that, you know, in the other directions toward the U.S.
Is there an ideological consideration we should take when speaking of sending our dollars overseas?
Well, it's a good question. You're doing that now anyway when you're investing in international equities. And so a broad, diversified portfolio would invest, in today's market, would invest both U.S. and non-U.S. Then you also get to the issue of, okay, let's look at GM and let's look at Toyota. Toyota actually is producing more cars and more jobs in the U.S., growth than GM is. So Where should we be investing? The ones that are creating the jobs in the U.S. or the ones that aren't? That's I raise that as a question, not as much necessarily stating my philosophical beliefs, but I think a good, broad, diversified portfolio should have some international as well as U.S.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Any other questions? I think everybody's cool.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
Susie, I know you have some motions.
I do. I didn't know if you wanted to discuss any of the changes, the two new managers, or the recommendation, or
well, I don't know. I don't know if we're have enough sophistication in
well,
understanding.
I understand.
I mean, we're hoping
our
staff,
and Jeff, and Bill, and
yeah.
All everybody
well,
else.
Our pension meeting was a 5-hour marathon, so I've been working on this for a month and. Okay.
I think everybody's very comfortable with your policy.
We have the ability, if our consultant or somebody sees us going down the wrong path, that we can correct this,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
We're not stuck with anything.
Right. All we're doing is just putting the money really at the out of the contribution this year and taking the recommendation of the committee both.
Just allowing her to do her job.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. We're not micromanagers. We don't need it.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the finance director to transfer the Fidelity Investments fixed portfolio to Wilmington Trust Company fixed portfolio, approximately $1.8 million.
So moved.
Second.
Moving second that we approve the motion as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion read.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the finance director to transfer the Wilmington Trust Company stock portfolio to DuPont Capital, the new global equity manager, opening the account approximately $3.9 million.
So moved. Second.
Moving to second that we approved the motion as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the finance director to transfer the 2009 budgeted pension contribution of $2,332,889 into a new pension fund trust cash account, then transferring $500,000 to open the new Vanguard investment account and new global equity manager, while the balance is placed in staggered certificates of deposits over the next 6 to 12 months managed by the finance director.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second that we approve the contribution as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Just one more. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the finance director to transfer the 2009 budgeted Sussex County post-retirement employment benefit contribution of $3,182,934 to the State of Delaware Local Government Other Post-Employment Benefit Pool.
So moved.
Second.
We moved to second that we approve the motion as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank
you. That wasn't too bad.
No.
Bill, Jeff, thank you very much. I appreciate
your
time.
Yes. Thanks to Jeff and Bill and Michael and David.
Dave, yeah.
What about us?
Hal, good morning.